There is a cry in the distance.
The trial is beginning!
Alice jumps up and races back to see what all the commotion is about. A great crowd is assembled. The king and queen are seated, resplendent, on their thrones. The knave of hearts stands before them in heavy chains and under armed guard. At the very centre of proceedings, on a heart-shaped wooden table, rests a large dish of delicious-looking raspberry tarts. The king is the first to speak.
Herald, read the accusation!
The herald is, in fact, the White Rabbit, who holds up a small trumpet, blows a fanfare, and reads aloud from a roll of parchment. The Queen of Hearts, she made some tarts all on a summer day. The Knave of Hearts, he stole those tarts and took them quite away. The king turns to the jury, a colourful collection of creatures busily scribbling in the corner of the room.
Consider your verdict.
No, no, says the queen. Sentence first, verdict afterwards.
What nonsense, interrupts Alice, getting suddenly taller and growing in confidence. You can't possibly have the sentencing first.
Silence,
calls the king.
Rule 42. All persons more than a mile high to leave the court.
Everyone looks at Alice. I'm not a mile high, she retorts. And besides, that's not a real rule. You made it up just now.
Hold your tongue,
says the queen, turning puce. I won't, says Alice. The Queen of Hearts puffs herself up and shouts at the top of her voice,
off with her head!
Nobody moves. Who cares about you, says Alice. You're just a pack of cards. At this, the whole pack flies up into the air and comes hurtling down at her. Alice finds herself back on the riverbank, brushing a few fallen leaves from her face. She sits up and looks around, but everything seems normal. Her sister still buried in her boring book, the stream trickling away as usual. Alice opens her clenched fist and looks closely at the four-leaf clover in the palm of her hand. With a smile, she lays it on the grass for the next lucky person and skips inside for tea.